If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Falcons down in Miami for their first joint practice with the Dolphins. And, of course, they get ready for Friday night action in Miami. First preseason game of the year. Yes, it is here, just a couple of days away. Falcons will practice with the Dolphins coming up tomorrow as well. Here to help us break it all down, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Michael Rothstein. He covers the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN. ESPN.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he is on Twitter, and I'm calling it Twitter, at Mike Rothstein. Mike, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
Yeah, no problem. You should be calling it Twix. That's what I'm calling it now.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's not a bad name. All right.
I know, right? I'm trying to start a trend here, because if I can somehow get a trademark, then I feel like I can maybe get some of that money.
Well, is it a candy bar?
I'm calling it Twix.
Yeah. Isn't there a candy bar that's already got that name to it? So
there is, but, okay. No one's stopping me here.
Okay.
The Twix, the big Twix has not come after me, as I've talked about it on ESPN radio, and I've talked about it on Twitter. So, yeah, Twix it is.
All right, let's dive deep and heavy into depth charts. Now, I mean, look, here's the thing I'm interested in. I was just talking about this in the last segment on the show. Obviously, Ebikadie is going to be one of your outside linebackers. How much of a competition is there with Carter or Zach Harrison or Bud Dupree? I mean, obviously, Dupree was listed, you know, first on the depth chart, but how much competition is there so far in camp with that other outside linebacker spot across from Ebikadie?
All right, a couple things. First off, any depth chart that's released, take it with the finest grain of the smallest salt, because more often than not, that depth chart is not even necessarily compiled by, it's not that from the coaching staff, it's compiled by the people doing the media release. Sometimes not, but I take zero stock in that. I take stock in what I see with my eyes. So I know Bijan Robinson is listed as the third string running back there. Well, first of all, if you paid any attention at all, and I'll get back to your question in a second, I just want to make a point to your listeners. If you paid any attention at all, you know that Bijan Robinson is going to play a lot. He might not play a lot necessarily on Friday night. We'll see, but he's going to play a lot this season. He's going to have a massive role for the Falcons. So don't freak out. Don't flip out. Don't be like, what are they doing? Breathe. To use words of the great Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, and don't stress about it. All of that said, I would also not stress about that who's listed at outside linebacker. Yes, Arnold Ebiketie will have a fairly large role. So will Bud Dupree. So will, in certain situations, Lorenzo Carter, Michael Walker, even in certain situations, might line up at outside linebacker. I do not anticipate Zach Harrison to be an outside linebacker. To me, he's more of a hand-in-the-ground defensive end at this point. Seems to me that's where he's been starting, but he also hasn't really gotten much work on the first field. So I'll be honest, I haven't been able to watch a ton of him yet because oftentimes I'm paying attention to what's going on the first field. And when I say that for your listeners, they sometimes will split between two fields. Your vets are on the first field, usually your first, second team guys, and then your rookies, your guys, maybe vets who have a real long shot to make the team, are often working on the second field. And that's just kind of how they've operated for a while. Now, eventually some guys will move over and we'll see what that looks like. So that's a long answer for saying I wouldn't stress about it, buy in, worry about it yet, because also they've had Calais Campbell back for 2 seconds, and we'll see how that shakes out. And maybe they've had Lorenzo Carter down, and he might be up a little bit more now that Calais Campbell is back. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that can and will happen, so I would not freak out about any of it.
How much, Keith Smith is another guy that's interesting. He's played about 25% of the snaps the last couple of years. How much of a role do you think he's going to be in this offense for this team with all of the plethora of running backs that they have? How much do you think that they're going to use Keith Smith? Is he going to be a guy that still plays?
Man, you keep saying Keith Smart, and you're killing my 6-year-old heart as somebody who went to Syracuse.
Yeah, so okay. Well, listen, I remember Steve Alford more than anybody, but that's another story. So, but how much do you think Keith Smith factors into this offense in the running game?
And that's probably the answer. I think he'll play some for sure, because there will be times when they'll want a fullback. But the difference here is they could make Johnny Smith an H-back if they wanted to. They could put Parker Hesse back in that situation. Heck, they could put Cordarrelle Patterson back there if they wanted to in a fullback role. What you saw Keith Smith do the last couple of years in this offense is fullback, and then motion out to kind of an H-back or an offset tight end type of situation. Again, multiplicity. Again, versatility. But Keith Smith's biggest role ends up being as a core special teams player. That's where Keith Smith makes his money. That's how Keith Smith ends up on this team. And that's the role that Keith Smith plays. I would imagine, and listen, we don't know this for sure, but I would imagine as long as Arthur Smith is coaching a football team, they'll have some sort of fullback. And it'll be in part because there's a role there in this offense. Now, that fullback has to be able to play special teams. That's the biggest thing with that position, and that's going to be the majority of his role, and that's frankly how he's hung around in the league for 10 years, because he's been a core special teamer wherever he's been. I wouldn't freak out about how much Keith Smith's going to be a part of the offense, because this offense is going to be so versatile, and they're going to be in a situation where they're going to have so many different looks and so many different sets and so many different options out of their different personnel groupings, that Keith Smith may be a fullback, but he also may end up as an offset tight end type of situation like we saw last year. Or Johnny Smith may go from being the second tight end and then motion back into being a fullback. There's just so many different things they can do. But I would imagine at this point, and again, we'll see what this roster construction looks like, but Keith Smith probably ends up being their fullback. But again, it's because of special teams.
Mike Rothstein joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, covers the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN and ESPN.com. How much do you think that Taylor Heinicke is going to play come Friday night? I mean, are we going to see really mostly all Logan Woodside when all is said and done?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I'm not with the team in Miami. I'm still here in weather-confused Atlanta. And I would just say that, yeah, he's going to play. I would be shocked if they didn't play him. How much he plays on Friday, I don't know, because I'm not there watching the joint practices, so I can't tell how much work they're getting. Because the joint practices, generally, when you have them, teams then will not necessarily run their starters, even some of their key players out there a lot in that game, because they got the work
they wanted to. So we'll see, but I would imagine, let's for argument's sake say Desmond Ridder plays a couple series. Let's say that that happens, and maybe he plays a quarter. Who knows? I can't imagine playing more than that. I would think Taylor Heinicke at that point gets at least the rest of the first half, if not the third quarter as well, depending on how that goes. And then they turn to Logan Woodside. Because here's the other thing. Logan Woodside has a little more experience in this offense than Taylor Heinicke. And you want to get Taylor Heinicke experience in running the vanilla, not necessarily game-planned offense that they're going to be running. So I think we'll see him a decent amount. I imagine we'll see him in every preseason game, frankly. And it may be his ball in P3 or even his ball for the first half, unless they decide to just roll with Logan Woodside for the entire game.
Mike, what are a couple of things that you're looking for on Friday night? I mean, obviously, as this will be, as you said, very vanilla. What are you looking for on Friday night specifically?
Yeah, I mean, first thing will be how many quote-unquote starters play and how much they play. And the most important thing, and I've said it on your show before, I say to anyone who listens, the most important thing with preseason for guys who are on roster spots 1 through 40, stay healthy. That's the biggest win that you can get out of preseason for guys that you know are going to be on the team or have really good shots to be on the team. So that's step one. Do they get out of it healthy? Step two, I'll be watching. Now, Clark Phillips, I know, got hurt today. Sounds like the Athletics' Josh Kendall reported he'll be day-to-day. So I can't imagine he'd necessarily play on Friday because why rush it back at that point? But I want to see some. I want to see a guy like Darren Hall. How does he look? I want to see what Nate Landman looks like. And you're like, well, why are you mentioning these guys? Because these are guys who, to me, are roster bubble guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see if Trey Flowers plays well. I want to see if Trey Flowers looks in a game setting. Because we know what A.J. Terrell looks like. But Trey Flowers, depending on how long Jeff Okuda's out, might have to start a couple games for you here. So you want to get a sense of what that looks like, what he looks like. I want to see what a guy like Zach Harrison looks like. If Matthew Bergeron plays, which I imagine he would, I want to see what he looks like. Kyle Pitts, if they play him, I want to see how he's running, how he handles a hit if he gets hit. Those are the things I'm going to be looking at because those are kind of the questions we have right now. And then the last part of it would be how if the starting offensive line plays, how they work together, how if the starting what defensive linemen play more than others. And then, frankly, the last thing is punt return. I want to watch that battle. Because that, to me, is one of the true open battles that they have right now. And I'm not sure who's going to win that battle. I think that we won't know that until we see it in games. So that, and then I would lastly say this, Frank Darby. Frank Darby's had a heck of a camp so far.
Mm-hmm.
If he can translate that to games, he's probably giving himself a roster spot, and that might, other than the punt return job, may close off the receiver position quicker than we think in terms of numbers. So I want to see what Frank Darby does because, to me, he's been one of the standouts at camp.
Mike Rothstein covers the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN. Check out his work at ESPN.com, and he's on Twix at Mike Rothstein. And join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So we're gonna make that a gimmick now. We're gonna make it a gimmick.
Absolutely.
Mike. Yes.
I love it. Listen, you know, I'm not the one who tried to rebrand this as X.
No, I'm not blaming you. I can blame you for a lot of things. I can blame you for a lot of things, but I'm not blaming you for that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I came up with it last week. I've been saying it on ESPN radio. I know this isn't an ESPN affiliate, so hopefully I don't get, you know, banhammered for saying that. But I've been saying it on ESPN radio where I do a lot of fill-in work. And it's kind of stuck, and I twixed it because I don't know what you call twixed it. I don't know what you call that. I'm still workshopping that. But Twix it is, Chuck.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime.
Yep, you got it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.